You're some good old boys. Shout, cast in the barn. Bubba Army Pride, marking out to Bubba since the day they were born. Indy straighten the swerves. Norm smoking the wheels. The law never gets Sandman with swap behind the wheel. Making the airwaves with very little know-how. Cursing just a little bit more than the SEC allow. Just a few good old boys would be on Sirius if they could. Pulled up pirate radio just like modern day internet hoods.
Bubba Army Radio Network presents The Barn. For the Bubba Army, by the Bubba Army. With some hardcore marks from around the world. Mini Norm, SWAT, the Certified Thrillbilly Sandman, Indy, Lurch, Mongo, and Miss Redneck. Oh, and a couple interns we don't mention by name. Tune into The Barn, www.barn1.net. That web address again is www.barn1.net.
Expressed by Sandman and our guests are not necessarily the views of the barn or any of its hosts. In other words, if you want to complain, tell someone who cares.
Like you've been in it. You stumbled on the ruts Hello, hello. You're listening to The Barn. Hopefully we won't have that many problems tonight. We're using a new program this week, Ventrilo, hooked up by our man Chris at MSC, morningshowcentral.com. So hopefully we will sound a little bit better tonight, just to get into what we're going to do tonight before I let the boys loose. Sandman's not with us tonight, unfortunately. We had some problems with our Skype deal, and unfortunately we could not get even ours working correctly, so getting Sandman in here would be pretty much a joke at this juncture. So, Andy's at work tonight. Miss Red is at a monthly function she goes to for MS, and we'll get into that a little bit later. She's got some stuff going on with that. If you go to btls.net, I'm sure you've heard about it, but like I said, we'll get into that later. Who we do have here tonight is Lurch is in the house. Midget Mark's here. Hopefully Midget will sound better tonight, because I got some things, some t-shirt talk for him. Myself, Mini Norm, of course. Pin 69's in the house, the intern extraordinaire, and Mongo's flipping me off, I think, or giving me the thumbs up, one of the two. So that's who's here tonight. It's going to be a little less crowded, and we're going to get a little bit more chance to talk tonight, the people that you don't normally get to hear from. So sorry about the Sandman capers. We'll go ahead and start off the night with talking to Penn a little bit, because we tried to talk to him a little bit last week, and shit just wasn't working out right for us. So, Penn, man, go ahead and give us a test. Make sure I can hear you, brother. How you doing?
How's it going, eh?
Yeah, he comes right in with that A. See, if you notice a little bit of a buzz in the back of Penn's vocals there, it's because he's actually a FTE, Full Trucker Effect, and he's out there right now on the road. And I believe it's the batteries, right, Penn?
Yeah, I'm thinking so. It's has got to have something to do with that direct current coming from my truck batteries. I don't have this problem when I'm inside a house, right?
Yeah, so no big deal. It doesn't sound that bad. We've had worse, trust me, so... I got Sandman hit me up on chats on the backside. Midget, did you ever get a chance to talk to Sandman and let him down easy for me, brother?
Yeah, I tried to. He didn't like my answers, though. That's probably why he's trying to hit you up.
Yeah, nothing I can do, man. I mean, sorry, Sandman. We tried to get you in here, brother, and it's not working out tonight. My computer's not working right, and I figured it'd be the perfect chance to try out this new deal. So anyway, Penn is from the Great White North, I guess you would call it, Canada. In case you couldn't tell, I tried to get some weed talk out of him last week, but it didn't seem like he knew too much about that. So, Penn, do you just do like just there in Canada? Is that as far as you go, or do you come into the States at all?
No, I've got a good deal worked out with President Bush there. He doesn't want me, and I don't want to go. I just run Canada only, coast to coast, just straight east-west.
Yeah, I saw you talking the other day. You have a lot of problems coming through customs.
Yeah, that's right. I've got an old criminal record that keeps me from crossing the border. There's a lot of heavy security nowadays, so it doesn't seem to matter what you've got on the record, and it doesn't matter how old it is. It prevents you from crossing no matter what.
From Canada? Okay, let me get this straight. All you got to do is swim over a pond or a lake or jump a fence to get in from Mexico, but if you try to come in from Canada, they're going to stop you and give you shit. Does this seem fucked up to anybody else?
He's not trying to sneak in. He's coming in, identifying himself, and they're still telling him to leave.
Yeah, exactly. But if you snuck over here and then told somebody later that you snuck in, they let you stay. So, I don't know, maybe you should just sneak in. Those Canadian border... See, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's worth a try. See, the problem I've got is the only time I'd be coming down is in the rig with a hot load of freight, so to speak, and the last thing I need to be doing is getting turned around at the border, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, so anyway, if in case you don't know, Pin 69 is our the newest addition to the barn. He's quote-unquote intern, which really means just basically doing whatever he can do to make the show interesting. He's been doing, if you heard the... I don't know what exactly you would call that song that he did last week, but I'll play it again tonight. I got a couple things actually I'm going to play tonight, and he's been throwing together some pretty cool bits for us. You were supposed to kind of got a little heat here, Penn. You were supposed to send me something for the show. What happened to that, bro?
I tried sending something through usendit.com. I sent it to that email address you gave me for the show. I guess maybe you didn't receive it. here I go with my Jughead spiel. I am a fucking idiot.
Well, it's not a huge deal, but if you know, as soon as you can get it to me, I don't know. I didn't check the email after like 4 o'clock anyway. I think I was fucking with the setup for the show, so that's okay. Just whenever you can get them to me, get them to me. Let me go ahead and get into real quick. Sorry to cut you off there, Pan, but before I forget, the main subject at hand that's been everybody's been asking about, Midget. What's up with the Sandman T-shirts, man? I don't know if you got a chance to hear all the phone calls or whatever, or if you made your decision already, and I just don't know about it. What's going on with that?
I haven't heard them all yet. One fine ball buster's getting one, so they're out of the rest. There's only one left.
Okay, well, I'm people are going to fucking go crazy on me if I get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure the only other calls were from Dom from Morning Show Central. I think Dave called, but I think he was late on the contest. I don't want to be a dick, but I think he was late on it. Red Rider, I think you said Artie's getting one. Who the hell else? There was one other person that I can think of that actually, besides Penn, that made a phone call, but I cannot for the life. Well, and Sandman marking out to himself. If you want, we can, see, I told him we'd post this last week, but if you want to, we can go ahead and make it, post it for, say, I can get you all the phone calls and, say, post it up for, say, Monday. Would that work?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Speaking of Dave calls, he's been hitting up. He said he called in for this week. Did you play it already?
Negative. I have not played it yet. I'm going to play that, either on the backside on the way out or on our first commercial break, just depends. So, but I've got all that shit all lined up.
Sooner the better with that guy, so he'll leave me the fuck alone for a little bit.
I got a message.
I hate that shit. Say again, Lurch.
I have a message from Dave. Step out from behind your pewter keyboard, pussy bitch, you fucking faggot. You dick sucking, cum chuggling, shit packing, child molesting faggot.
Yeah, who? Well, that was a message to Dave, though, wasn't it?
That's his signature. And whoever he's saying that to, they know who they are.
Yeah, there's some major heatage going on with that. I don't know exactly what it is, but he's pissed off at... I can't remember. It's in his message there. I think Mongo's writing something down. Let's see if I can understand Mongo writing. Mike H. I think Dave's pissed off at Mike H., whoever the fuck that is, over at Howard Shrine. So he gave, I think he left a message about that. Like I said, I'll get into that a little bit later. But,
And don't forget, he hates Bob Thorny, too.
Well, at first, I think he hated everybody over there. I remember he gave the big fuck you to everybody at the Shrine, but he's been back there lately. Lots of posts about him over there, actually. People don't know how to take him. I don't know how to take him, to tell you the truth, but he's always been cool to, excuse me, he's always been cool to us, you know, with the barn, and pimps our show as much as possible, so hell, I cannot bitch about that, so if anything, I'm saying thank you.
The Death Squad kind of slowed him down a little bit. He ain't near as bad as he was before.
That's another thing I wanted to talk about. Good segue there. What the fuck is the Death Squad? I ain't no disrespect towards anybody. I just don't, you know, I don't get a chance to look at all those posts like everybody else does. So what exactly is the Death Squad?
It's I think Nickel and I Am Canadian is the one that started it. They're just clowning around. They're a bunch of good guys. I think it's fucking hilarious that they call themselves the Death Squad.
Yeah, it seems a little bit, strange for that site. That site was always, they spent most of their time bashing the other site. I don't even have to bring up because you guys know what I'm talking about. But next thing I know, I come in there and I'm seeing all kinds of stuff that says Death Squad and the barn should devote their show to the Death Squad. I'm like, what the fuck is the Death Squad? And how am I devoting the show to it? I mean, I love you guys over at the Shrine, man. Doc, Butterflies, all you guys over there. I ain't got no problems with you guys. Love you the non-faggot way, but we're doing our show. This is what we do. I just heard tonight. I didn't even know what the fuck the Death Squad was. Anyway,
iHeart's probably just fucking fuming because she hates those fucking guys.
Oh yeah, I forgot that iHeart listens. iHeart. That's funny. Well, let's see. We got some news on iHeart. Okay, I'm gonna get comfortable here. It's attempt to bury Mongo time. All right. Last week, I can't remember exactly when. I think it was it was Friday. Mongo's even giving me the personal info here. I don't know how I was playing a game or something, and Mongo for fucking I'd say 4-5 hours straight was doing the MySpace chat back and forth with fucking iHeart New York, and I don't know exactly what was said there, but it seemed pretty flirtatious to me. I don't know, you guys. What do you guys think about that? You think there's something going on in the backside with Mongo over here and the iHeart?
Nobody wants to fuck Mongo. That's hilarious.
You're overmodulating there a little bit, brother Midget Mark. If you could just turn your mic down just a little bit. But I don't know, man. Mongo's been pulling the MySpace crickets here lately, and well, actually, Sandman's been stealing them from him. That's a whole other story I'm going to get into in a little bit, but. I'm gonna give Mongo a chance here to defend himself if he can figure out how to use a microphone, and I will give him a chance to defend himself, give his piece of the story here, what's up with iHeart or whatever, and then we'll rag on him after he doesn't have a mic anymore. So here you go, Mongo.
Okay. Bottom line: anyone who listened at the end of last year's show, iHeart called in, left a message, said good show, happy Christmas everyone, except for she told someone to fuck off. Guys know, listen to it, you know who I'm talking about. I had asked him what was going on, and he was just like, oh, she's a fucking psycho bitch, and this, that, and the other, and wouldn't tell me what the fuck she meant. So, like, Friday night, I got on, I had a friend request, went ahead, accepted it, wrote her, said, hey, thanks for the ad, and she happened to be on, she wrote me back, so I flat out asked her what she meant. So, bottom line, I took one for the team, I got the information that we needed to get, and I now have the inside scoop. That's what Mongo does.
You guys believe in that bullshit story? For a second, do you really think it takes 4 or 5 hours to get that information? What do you guys think?
Mongo flings poop. He don't get the fucking inside information. He was trying to get some.
He doesn't know shit.
Oh, that's what I think. Well, he did give me a little bit of information, but I'm not going to disclose that on the air because it may or may not be true. So, but I don't know. I'm thinking Mongo's trying to hide the backside Jones with iHeart. I could pull up the whole chat and shit, but I don't know. He probably erased it already, didn't he, you fucker? Yeah, he's got that fucking smile on his face. So you know something's going on there. What's up with that iHeart, man? Is iHeart in the chat? Anybody in the chat?
Yeah, she's in there.
So she'll hear this here in a little bit. She's probably going to freak out when she hears it. But
she's all about the sex.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I ain't ragging on Mongo for wanting the sex. I just think it's funny that he's trying to hide this shit, trying to backside it, trying to pull the wool over my eyes. You can't fucking work a worker, you know? Jesus. So, anyway, while we're on this subject of the MySpace deal, Mongo's been telling me, and it's too bad that Sandman's not here to defend himself, because I'm pretty sure what he would have to say would be fucking hilarious, but Mongo's telling me that Sandman has been going on to his MySpace, onto Mongo's MySpace, and stealing Mongo's MySpace crickets. So they're going and signing up for Sandman, for some Sandman dick. And that's Dead Air Jones. Nobody wants
I'd believe it. Sandy's tried that shit with me, too.
That's funny. So he's got a track record with that shit, huh? That's hilarious. No, what I...
Well, now that he's all rugged and shit, you can't blame him. You can get right in there and lick him up.
Yeah, Sandman's probably fuming. He's probably got steam coming out of his ears right now, because I haven't talked to him since before the show when he was supposed to be on. And like I said, we're having technical difficulties as usual with the Skype deal, and I just never got a chance to get back to him. I sent Midget to go back to him, but evidently he didn't want to hear what the fuck Midget had to say. So, but
he sends him to do the dirty work. You're like, go get yelled at by Sandman and come back to me and tell me what he says.
Well, like Penn said, he looks at me like Bubba. You guys need to respect me the way that Penn does, you fuckers. As I
fuck that shit over, I'm leaving.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Midget, speaking of Penn, what's up with the... did you hear his last week's deal? His the bit that he did last week?
Yeah, I heard bits and pieces of it. Fucker's trying to bury me now.
Oh, well... Let me tell you something right now, Midget. The quality of that was unbelievable. It was great. As a matter of fact, We're about 20 minutes into the show, 22 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and play that. We'll take a small break, maybe about roughly two minutes at the most. And I'm not going to play the Dave call yet, but we will I'm going to play that song. I got something else. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but like I said, 2 minutes and we'll be right back.
Well, the Sandman marks are online. It's Thursday night, been waiting all week. Got his Copenhagen and Coors Light ready. His connection's still shitty. Midget Mark, he's ranting again. He's swearing up a blue streak. But don't you worry, no one's gonna hear him. His connection cut him off again. Now the barn is on and here comes Norm with disclaimers. Red, he's a-going to the liquor store. Ran out of tequila again and he's bumped off the chat. Lurch, he's scrambling on the backside. He's just trying to keep the peace. The barn is on and it looks like Mongo ain't saying fuck all again. Poor Aries sits in his truck, miss another live show. Now he's stuck with the podcast Jones. But that's alright, he'll be posting up Willie. He's climbing the top 20. There's ache and pain in my pants for today. There's another hayloft to hear. Miss Redneck's gonna make me crazy. My old lady's jealous again. Now the barn is on and here comes Norm with disclaimers. Red, he's going to the liquor store. Ran out of tequila again and he's bumped off the chat. Lurch, he's scrambling on the backside. He's just trying to keep the peace. The barn is on and it looks like Mongo ain't saying fuck all again. For the Army, by the Army.
This message is for Midget Mark. I've listened to his radio show, and I think he's a big fucking prick. Midget Mark sucks a fat horse cock. Hoo-dee-hoo! Shout out from Nebraska.
That's hilarious. You didn't even hear that, did you, Midget? Did you get to hear that? Midget's ignoring me. Here, Midget, Midget. This is how I got Midget on the show. Here, Midget, 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 Midget. Here, Midget, Midget, Midget.
Well, if you don't have the show streaming, you kind of don't. You have to kind of wait for you to come back, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I you know, I wasn't thinking about holding down the button while you guys were on there. But let me play something for you guys real quick. I'll hold down the button like a good boy, and let me just play something. Maybe Midget will wake up when he hears this. Listen to this.
By the Army.
This message is for Midget Mark. I've listened to his radio show, and I think he's a big fucking prick. Midget Mark sucks a fat horse cock. Hoo-dee-hoo! Shout out from Nebraska.
Yeah, that was a guest I had over here last night.
Oh, so you already knew about it? It's not any fun when you already know about it. They're supposed to call on the backside and shit and rag on you. I wanted you to get mad about it. Now I fucking just wasted my time.
I'm sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah, sneaky, sneaky. I hear you. Anyway, so, yeah, sorry about that. The listeners got to hear the race song. So that's what I have it up here as race. What did you name that song there, Penn? Or is Penn not listening to me either? Is he on the backside listening to the show? I can't have the people that are on the show listening to the show at the same time.
No, come on, no, no. Brother. I got a better way than that. I was just grabbing myself a beer, is all. Yeah, I named that song, I guess, The Barn Is On, I suppose. Never really thought about it. Fucking Canadians.
You and that fucking Canadians button. But, yeah, well, but basically that's going to be our what would you call that theme song unless somebody can come up with something better. And I say any names, Midget.
Hey, mine's still fucking better. You just never play it.
Which one is that? I can find it right now, and we'll play it for everybody, and we'll do a fucking what do you call
good
it?
Old boys.
Listener, fucking
shout, casting the ball.
What's the name of it?
Duke's theme song.
All right, let me see if I still have it. I still have it. That'd be kind of dickish. Maybe that's why I haven't played it, because I don't have it. Let's see.
Andy straighten the swerves.
Where would it be?
Norm smoking the wheels.
God, there's no telling, guys.
The law never gets
you know how many fucking barns should I have? We got business advances.
Making the airwaves.
Got your evil
with
shit.
With very little know-how. Cursing just a little bit.
Nope,
more
I don't think I have
SCC
it.
Allow.
Oh, wait, here's some other stuff.
Just a few good old boys.
Sorry about the dead air, Jones people. I'm just trying to prove a point here, but I don't think I'm going to be able to.
No,
I think that's why I haven't played, brother. I don't think I have it.
I'm looking in my file, see if I ain't.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I had it at one point, but it might have ended up getting deleted with the bunch of other shit I had to get rid of. I might have got rid of that on accident, too. Sorry about that. Not really, but...
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's right, Shortstack. We'll get it set up and get a poll up on .net and have ourselves a modern-day cock-off with the songs.
Hey, sounds good to me. Sounds like a, what do you call it, a challenge there. Them's fighting words, eh, Midget? Now, Midget is the innovator. At least it's...
What was that?
I said Midget's the innovator here, but looks like the new guy's come in and showed you up a little bit.
He ain't got shit on me.
Oh, please. All right, well, we'll have to see that. You've had a lot more time to practice and get your shit better. Your connection sounds a lot better, well, at least on this program it does. Thank God. Thank you, Chris, from MorningShowCentral.com. Can't thank him enough. Do any of you guys have any topics for tonight? I've got some more here, but I talk so goddamn much, I don't want to shut everybody out. So what do you guys got? Watch nothing. They can't hear you. They can't hear me right now.
What about the Vegas shows? Did you listen to the live shows Friday and Saturday? What did you think of them?
Well, if you're asking me, and I'll go down the line here and ask everybody their opinion, but I'm a long-time listener, long-time fan of Bubba the Love Sponge, and to me, that show sounded watered down. I don't want to say contrived, but they were way out of their element. They were made to basically do a PG-13 show when they normally do a rated R show, you know? It seemed redundant. It seemed like they were resorting back to 98 Rock Days shtick, exactly. Thank you, Mongo. Shtick. So that's my take on it. I don't think it was by their fault at all. I think they had pressure on the backside from Tim the Bulldog and from the probably the management there at the Hard Rock to keep, you know, because there are kids there. Not too many, but there are kids there. And I think that's what happened, but it just kind of pissed me off that nobody ever brought that up. Everybody was putting it over, oh, it was great, it was great. I'm sure maybe live it was great, or maybe the fact that a lot of people showed up was great, but as far as a serious radio broadcast, I'd put it down there in the bottom.
I just think it's funny they censorship uncensored radio when they go out on them fucking locations like that. It's kind of bullshit if you ask me.
Well, you do have the kid factor. You gotta add that in. I mean, I I'm right there with you. I think it's bullshit too, because, you've got an adult show like that. You know, they had to have heard the show to put it on. So, you know, if they heard the show before and invited Bubba down there to do a spot, they should let Bubba do Bubba's show.
It's fucking Vegas. If they can't say... Just think about all the shady shit that goes on, but they're worried about broadcasting. Fuck.
Yeah, you got a point there. I don't know. Penn, did you get a chance to check the Vegas shows?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was... listening quite intently. If it wasn't for the censorship, though, we wouldn't have had that amazing liquid assing of Akira yesterday. And I don't know, I thought it was getting a little old, Bubba's straight old template about, who's setting up who, how many whores can they gather on the backside. I don't know. That's the only part that seemed to get a little old for me.
Well, the whores can get real old real fucking fast. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I've from fucking day one, even when I used to work there, it was like, Jesus Christ, get these whores out of the studio, because 9 times out of 10, they're just annoying and just willing to do anything for the show. I mean, what kind of respect, first off, does Akira have for herself, calling herself the show whore? I mean, shit. Not that I would bitch or turn down a show whore for the barn. If there's any takers out there, then BubbaArmyRadio@yahoo.com. See if these fuckers say anything.
Wait a pimp. Wait a...
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to get us some backside backside show whore, you know? That'd be nice. A barn show whore. We've got Miss Red, but she's not really a whore. She does the hay loss, but I wouldn't necessarily call her a whore, which, by the way, I do have a Hayloft tonight. It's an old one, but I don't think I've played it since we were doing the pirate radio days, so. Oh, Lord, I got Sandman calling me.
Oh, you can remember that.
Has Miss Red got a sister?
Say that again, guys, one at a time. Midget, what was that?
I said you can remember an old fucking Hayloft, but you can't remember any of my fucking bits.
Well, the Haylofts, I have those saved separately. Your bits were in with probably 100 other bits. Sorry about that. What were you saying, Penn? Does she have a sister, Miss Red? I don't think so, but she also has a husband, so... You know, it's actually pretty cool for him to even let her do those that type of thing, especially the old ramrod that she was using for that one show. Yeah, but Sandman's hit me up and see what he has to say after Mongo's going outside to talk to him, so we'll see what Sandman has to say. He's probably on the chip right now. Sandman's going to be on the One Eye Bri show on Morning Show Central, I believe. I hope I'm right. It's tomorrow night. Anybody got that information?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Friday nights. That he's on. It's after the Morning Show Central show, Chris's show. That'd be Chris, Dom, and MJ. I believe there's somebody else there, too, but I don't think he gets on the mic too much. But pretty good show. You guys should check it out. Anybody that listens to us that doesn't listen to them, check out One Eye Bri. But One Eye Bri, actually, he infiltrated our little... Not chat that we were having. Well, it was kind of a chat. We were doing test runs the other night, and One Eye Bri infiltrated our test runs. Did you guys know he did that?
No. And you're forgetting about Mark on Net Noise.
Mark, that's who it was. Mark. That is well, wait a minute. Mark is on... Is he on Chris's show?
Yeah, he is. He's the one that always talks about that goddamn Church of Sam.
See, I don't know if I don't know. You know me. By that time, I'm three sheets to the wind and fucking... half asleep, but I don't remember him talking too much. I think I do have him on my MySpace page, so what's up, Mark? Sorry. But anyway, Sandman's going to be doing an interview with them, I guess, tomorrow night, and also Indy is going to be doing an interview with them tomorrow night, so with One Eye Bri, so that should be interesting. I'll be listening. Last week, I didn't get to catch it because I did not even think about staying up that late last week, and Indy hit me up on the backside and said, yeah, he had a way of tapping into the show, and he was running our show and his show at the same time, well, our test run and his show at the same time. I was going to run it tonight, but it's kind of long, so I might cut that down and put it in the podcast if anybody's interested in listening to that. Let's see what else cool. I got. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm up for that idea. I was a few beers into it by the time we were on that.
Well... you know, it was a lot. It was kind of hard to hear us only when he kind of piped in. But he actually did kind of a mark out to you. He did. He took your song and added some stuff to it. I don't, you know, I have that, but like I said, I don't have it available to play right now. It was like 20 minutes long in total, and that was like right in the middle. So can't do that tonight, but for future references to let you guys know it'll be on the podcast. I'll throw it in there at the end of the podcast so you guys can hear that. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to check off my topic list here. Did anybody else have anything? I've got a few more things.
We hit it real quick, but we didn't talk about it very much, and that was that fucking whore Akira getting her ass liquid ass.
Well, I didn't get to actually hear her get liquid ass, so did you hear it, Midge?
Oh, it's probably one of Bubba's best shows for a while. The bitch wouldn't have... started crying, she might not have got her ass liquid ass, but them big fucking gator tears, yep, she got it good too.
Who got the pleasure of liquid assing her?
Fat man.
Oh, so the fat man himself did it, huh? Well, that's, I would expected him to hand those royalties over to Spice Boy, but I guess not, huh?
Spice Boy is being a cocksucker about it, egging Bubba on, and Bubba took the challenge, and he made it good.
Yeah, Spice Boy was being a hard ass. It was nice to see, though. She was whining and bawling, pulling the trying to play the princess card. Like she doesn't have to abide by the same rules as everybody else. It was good to hear. It was some fucking solid gold radio, I'm telling you.
Oh no, Sandman just checked in. Let's see if Sandman can actually talk. Last time we tried this, it was all choppy, but it would be nice. We gotta give him a minute or two to figure out what he's doing. He probably bound a button there, Sam. Come on.
This ain't MySpace.
Come on, Sam, man. If you can do it, man, we'd love to have you in here.
Hey, Paso!
Yeah, see, that's the problem we have with Sam, man. He cuts in and out on this program. His ping's probably up in the thousands range right now. But hey, Sam, man, if you can hang out and maybe get a word in edgewise every once in a while here, then that's cool. We were actually just talking about the fact that you stole some MySpace crickets from Mongo here. Can you confirm or deny that? Yeah.
My ping is up to 8,000.
His ping is up to 8,000. Actually, you know what? If you guys just mute your mic out for a second after he says everything, it'll sound normal. Or you mute your headphones out. But I could chop him up and make him sound normal back in the podcast. I could almost, you know, I almost have enough shit, just enough Sandman stuff. I could just probably just run his voice, and he doesn't even have to be here, kind of like Riley Martin. That's Sandman trying to get a word in edgewise. In case you guys are wondering, sometimes they can, the other cast members can hear me.
I don't know if I would use the word stole. I think I would say borrow.
Holy shit, Sandman, you sound beautiful there. That was fucking perfect. I think it's taken him a couple minutes to catch up, guys. What do you think? You think it's taken him a second or two to get to him?
He needs more stones.
He needs more what?
He needs more stones.
More stones? What the hell is that supposed to mean? Supposed to mean?
He needs more stones in his server.
Okay, the ping is now 29,000.
29,000 ping. I didn't even think that was possible. I'm running like a 53 ping right now. But that's not very compelling at all. So, but yeah, Sandman sounded pretty good there, and now he sounds like shit again.
I look beautiful, too.
Well, Sandman, glad you could come in, man. What's up with the... this is probably a mistake asking this question, because nobody's going to be able to understand it, but Sandman, what's up with your internet connection? Have you heard anything new about that lately? Come on, Sandy. Trying to burn one here.
You talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Sandman. But he probably still trying to catch up to me. Yeah, actually, he probably is. He's hearing when I said he sounds good last time. Anyway, like I was...
It's like talking to the guys over in Iraq. You got a hell of a delay on that satellite, eh?
Well, yeah, that was a running joke that we had for a while, that Sandman was reporting live from Iraq. Because, you know, sometimes it does sound like it.
Just as an aside, before Sandman gets in there, I'm just reading on the chat there. Looks like one fine Aries is hitting himself up a little cricket caper with iHeart there.
Go ahead and do your thing. I'm gonna sit back and listen.
All right, Sam, man, sounds good, man. If you feel like saying fuck you or que paso every once in a while, go ahead. So you say that fine Aries is trying to hook up a cricket caper with iHeart New York on the backside too?
Yeah, it's starting to look that way.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Shouldn't one fine be bartending at that fucking gay bar?
Oh, I heard you were his number one customer.
I have to go to a gay bar every now and then. That way the broads leave me a fuck alone.
Oh, that's the best thing you could think of? Going to a gay bar so the broads will leave you alone? Come on.
Yeah, good excuse, short stack.
Okay, Sandman's back in the house. See if I can get this in. Everybody thinks that there's dead air right now.
Everybody go.
I'm here. Everybody's here. It's all good. Don't worry. Anyway, they can't hear me, so I can do, like, backside 80s because I've got my mic set up so I can talk to you guys.
One fine ballbuster there. He was hitting me up on the backside. He's starting to get a little worried. You're a little bit aggressive there, midget. He's, you got to take it slow, wine and dine him first.
So anyway, they think that there's dead air right now.
Nah, you give him a fucking finger right in the stink hole right away. So, make him jump a little bit.
I can say shit like, hey, midget, fuck you, you stupid motherfucker. You dumb shit. I can't say shit bad about about Lurch or Pin right now. I don't know Pin too well. See what I mean? Everybody
What's
thinks that there's
on?
Dead air. This is fucking great.
Need Fred in the background with him snoozing sound.
Sandman's bringing the Tordo.
This is Tella. Great. I think I could do this all day, actually. Just sit there and let them think that there's dead
Did
air.
Did he just say he's taking the Sandman tour to Ocala?
Yes, I think he did. So I can try to talk to them and you guys at the same time and kind of say...
have you liked the bumper music on the show this week or what?
You know, I haven't heard much of the bumper music this week. Heard it early this week. Some of Bubba was doing. It started off Heather doing, which is something else I want to talk about since we're on the bumper music subject. It was supposed to be Heather's week this week, but for those of you who listen to Bubba the Love Sponge, Heather said something that was kind of, I would say, almost deballed Bubba in a way. So he was pissed and cut out any association with the girls in the show unless he wants them there, I guess. He said they don't know how to work, so the girls are officially out, I guess. All right.
Join the club.
So now they can't hear anything.
Yeah, I'd go ride a fucking float if I was big time, too.
Hey, fuck you, midget. You ain't nothing but a retard. You dumb midget retard. Mongo's laughing. Mongo thinks this is great. You know, if you guys, midget and actually everybody, I want you guys to listen to the podcast because there's some surprises hidden in there for you. This is great. You know what? I can't thank you enough.
Oh, this probably ain't fucking good.
Oh, you have no idea how good this is.
Maybe for you, but I seriously doubt it's good for me.
Oh, man. It's fucking great. Mongo thinks it's funny, so what do you think?
Mongo's a knuckle-dragging fucking ape. Fuck him.
You got anything to say to Midget? He can't hear you.
This from the over-modulated silverback.
Go ahead, tell him something.
Fucking Canadian, shut up.
Midget, all I gotta tell you, man, is get a copy of Gorillas in the Mist and watch that scene where that mother ape goes off. I will monkey stomp your little ass.
I threw Mongo under the bus.
So you're admitting you're a fucking monkey now, huh?
I threw Mongo under the bus and pushed the button so Midget could hear me.
Like a Mexican piñata.
For those of you who don't speak broken talk, that was like a Mexican piñata. But hey, Sandman's catching up with us a little bit. But I don't think Mongo knew that you were going to be able to hear him there. I had the mic muted out, so I said, hey, go say something. He can't hear you. And then I unmuted the mic so he could hear you.
In a land of chimpanzees, Mongo was a fucking monkey.
Oh, I see. He thinks that's funny. Anyway, what time is it? It's only 8:17. Jeez, it feels like we've been going for longer than that, doesn't it, guys? Good Lord. Because we hadn't had any problems. Yeah, that's true. You know, I was thinking about that fucking yesterday. I was like, Jesus Christ, you know, we have these hour-and-a-half long shows and probably 15, 20 minutes easy as fucking bullshit dropping out cocksucking Skype shit. About had it with Skype, guys, man. Sandman needs to get his connection. Jesus Christ, an over-modulated burp from Midget. I'm sorry about that, guys, when you hear the show. Well, Mongo's telling me to take a break, guys. You want me to go ahead and take a break? I can play a song real quick.
Sweet. Do it.
All right, give me a chance to find a song here. All right. Well, I don't know the names of them, so I will just hit a button. All right, you're listening to The Barn. We'll be right back.
Got my dealer on speed dial. My dealer on speed dial.
Hey Paso, you're listening to the El Barno, so put down your Coronas, top out your line of Coke, and run for the border, amigos. It's the Barno.
Hello, hello, you're listening to the Barn. Had to take a quick break there, kind of running out of juice. Pin was telling me he's got to take a piss, and we were coming out of commercial, and I told him, go ahead. He said he's going to use a jug. Pin, you don't have to use a fucking jug, man. Just go to Sandman's trying to steal iHeart from iHeart. Okay, that doesn't make sense. But anyway, Pin, you can go ahead. Midget's pissing me off. Go ahead, Midget. What was that? Midget.
It was supposed to be Sandman's trying to steal iHeart from One Fine Aries.
Oh, Lord. We got two. we have One Fine Aries and Sandman in the chat room at morningshowcentral.com trying to... Are fighting over iHeart? Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, they're trying to fight over
their own.
One at a time, boys. What was that? No, nobody wants to talk.
We got our own troll her after all.
Uh-huh. She's listening, too. You got to be careful there, Penn. But anyway, Penn, if you got to go take a piss, go ahead, man. I got to talk about this deal with Miss Red anyway. So, or if you just want to hang around for that, and then you can go take a piss, whatever you want to do.
Oh, done already. Like I said, brother, I'll just use the jug.
Oh, yeah, you weren't kidding about the jug thing. You're in the fucking truck. I thought it was a joke for a second there. Anyway, Miss Red is actually the reason she's out tonight. She's at I guess it's a monthly meeting that happens every month on, I don't know which Thursday, but it's on a Thursday night. And she goes to a MS. I guess it's she's got MS, and it's kind of, I don't know, I guess it's kind of like a place where they get together and they talk about you know, kind of like a group, support group. Thank you, Mongo. But anyway, she's got some T-shirts that she and I haven't seen these T-shirts, but I don't want to get it wrong, so I'll let Penn tell you guys who actually made the T-shirts and the site and everything for them. But basically, the benefits will go to, of course, I guess the MS Society or whatever the hell that's called. We've got all kinds of links on our websites to that. So, and she's also doing an MS walk, and I think you can sponsor her for that too. Still, so can anybody? Penn, did you actually see the T-shirt, Penn?
Yeah, I've seen them. They're looking good. It's your standard white T-shirt. And it's got the warning on it. It's kind of a warning for the Hayloft. It's her own Hayloft store. If you go to the general discussion page on .net, you're going to find it. It's under the donations for the MS Walk. The website's cafepress.com/missredneck. And you'll find the Hayloft store there. She's donating absolutely all profits over and above our cost straight to the MS Society.
Yeah, so you guys, I mean, none of this money goes to the barn. Don't think that for a second. I mean, if you could, you can listen to the quality of our show and tell that we don't put any money into it. So you don't have to worry about that. Just try to, you know, help those out that need your help. And you're not going to hear me say that too often. So, you know, kind of help her out. She does the Hayloft for us, and she also gets the music for us. So, all right.
I was in a support group once too. It was called AA.
Well, that's I heard AA was for quitters. That's what Sandman says anyway.
Yeah, to quit them.
All right, let's see here. We got Pin. Oh, sorry. No, that's not okay. I got Backside Jones here. Aries is he's all worked into his shoot about Midget being gay for him. Do you have anything to worry about there, Midget?
Nah, especially the rate he's going. He's trying to get him and Sandman are trying to tag team iHeart now. It's not pretty.
Oh God, we've got a pitiful attempt of fighting over. It's not even a fight anymore. They're trying to tag team. I want somebody. If you're still in there, Midget, I want you to type to Sandman. If he does it, we got to have audio.
All right, we'll do.
I'm working on some audio with Mongo over here. If he could ever grow a nut or half a nut, he just said if I want audio, he'll get me audio. So everybody, why don't you say that again right here in the mic so everybody can hear that?
What I said was, is if you want audio, motherfucker, I can get you audio.
All right, everybody heard that, right?
Audio of what? Him masturbating?
Well, actually, Mongo's been pulling the crickets here. I haven't seen any of them, so I cannot vouch for looks in any way, shape, or form. Well, he says both of his roommates are into her, but I know both of his roommates. One of them's my brother, and frankly, he'll fuck anything with a pussy. So, I don't know. Why is everybody being so fucking quiet? Okay, you know what? I'm going to talk to Penn real quick. I'm going to tell Penn, and everybody else knows this. Penn, when we have our meetings, we had a meeting. Nobody outside the barn really knows this, but Wednesday night, before, you know, everybody goes to bed, probably about 8 o'clock, we have a meeting just for the on-air people, just to kind of go over what we're going to go over. Even though it doesn't sound like it, we try to come up with, you know, things before the show and not do it on the fly. But anyway, one of my pet peeves, actually my biggest pet peeves, and you can ask anybody that's on the show, I fucking hate when we're having these meetings and we start talking at the meetings, and everybody just gets out there, fuck what they have to say. I call it with blowing their load off air, and I can't have it. I cannot have it. You guys, when we have this fucking meeting, we've got to boil it down. We've got to just say, okay, here's my topic. Bam, done. Don't fucking talk about it, because then we run into shit like this, where Norm's got to get heat because nobody's talking. And if you're afraid to hit the button, because I'm always on the button, just say shut the fuck up, Norm, and take over.
Fuck up, Norm.
All right, now you got to take over. Where's the crickets?
So what are those three doing in the chat room? Are they naked or what?
Yeah, there you go. What's going on in the chat room?
I'm watching it, man. These fucking guys are squaring off like nobody's business. It's fucking hilarious. Now they're up to talking about who's fatter, who's taller, and they're all over it, man. It's I think we need to build our own little Bubba Gun here and let them have at her.
I don't think Bubba would have any problem with them using his Bubba Gun, actually. That would be pretty good. He'd be rooting for Sandman to get his ass whooped, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, he'd build the Bubba Gun in the middle of a highway so the guys could get run over.
Now I'm going to come in with some ADD here, being all over the road and whatnot. Is anybody brave enough to address the heat that Bubba had with SFN today?
I didn't get to hear the show today. On Thursdays, I set up, but I'd love to hear it. What happened?
Well, he pretty much full-on took a shit on them. He was reading on it, and he was screaming about them, of course, being all over Lisa G., and he was just getting sick of it. I'm wondering if it's the beginning of the downward spiral. Maybe it's just pipe dreams, and I'm open for it, but yeah, that's where it was heading.
Well, they're posting in a daily show thread about Bubba and then discussing Lisa G. I can see why Bubba would be getting pissed off at that. What's Lisa G got to do with him?
Fat Man yesterday just about dropped .net. He caught himself about midway through, if anybody was listening to that.
See, maybe I'm a little too full of myself or the .net site, I suppose, but I just kind of put it on every time he mentions Bubba Army. He's talking about us.
Well, he's talking about anybody and everybody that, you know, the Bubba Army knows who they are, and they're not all at .net, and they're not all at SFN, and they're not all at The Shrine, but, you know, they're everywhere, and there's some people that don't even post at any of these, so, I would much rather him talk. You know, that's a good idea. Why doesn't Bubba talk about, when he talks about his fans and the people that are in, you know, the different chat boards, why not just say the Bubba Army? Plain and simple. Don't bring up SFN. Don't bring up .net. That's all fine and dandy, you know. The SFN's huge, first off. They don't need the publicity. And, you know, we get new members in. We got a new member in today. I don't have his name on hand here, so maybe someone else can get that for me later on. But, you know, maybe he could just refer to us all as the Army and fuck all the site shit.
Word.
Albert says.
No money in the.
What's that, Midget? Say that again, Midget.
So there's no money in that. And Sandman's hung like a fucking hamster? What the fuck?
Yeah, he fucks like a rabbit and he's hung like a hamster, right?
This is what I hear. Oh, the new member, thank you, Lurch, is BigDunk77. He's probably not listening because he's a new member and he doesn't know about us yet, probably. But actually, that's another one of your jobs there, Penn, is to try to get the new members, any new members that we have, trying to get them to listen. And, you know, maybe we can do a interview Jones with him someday.
Yep, I posted up on him, gave him the website and whatnot. What's happening with the new members that we were sponsoring? Got any list on that? Maybe we can pull them in and see what they think about the free membership and whatnot.
I've been keeping an eye on that. And I don't know what the deal is with that. I've seen a few new members, but they're, for the most part, they're shy members and they're not posting too much. So, if any of the new listeners or the new posters out there are listening, feel free to post up, man. We might seem like a rowdy bunch in there and busting balls all the time, but that's all it is. It's just all in fun and games, you know, trying to keep the serious bullshit down to a minimum at that site, at least, you know. It's just a board, and we just want to have fun there.
When they see, you know, people like One Fine Aries saying they bartending gay bars, you know, it kind of scares them off.
Oh, Lord. I'm hitting buttons here. Fucking, there's still, who's the heat here between? Is it Fine Aries and Midget, or Fine Aries and Sandman?
Right now it's between Sandman and One Fine Aries. Either it's going to be heat, or they're going to be best of fucking friends here in a minute.
That's all we need is, a fight. Actually, it would actually be pretty funny. So maybe if they are arguing, then we can get them on air both together. Maybe we get, oh man, it would take forever, but maybe we'll set this up for the future. We'll have Fine Aries in here, which One Fine Aries, I hope you guys know, everybody that listen knows, is a guy, but have Fine Aries, Sandman, and iHeart in here, and maybe even Mongo on the mic here, and we'll have him duke it out live on air. That would be much more compelling than in a chat room.
Like a spinoff of the Hayloft.
I don't know if we're going to get that pornographic, but it'd be more like a fireside fight over iHeart New York. I think it'd be compelling as hell.
It'd be something straight out of fucking Jerry Springer. That's what it'll be.
Unless, of course, you pull Midget in on that, then we'll end up having an out-cue-style hayloft going on between him and Aries.
There was already one gay loft and Sandman did it. Sorry, bro.
I think he was actually calling you a fag there, Midget, if you didn't catch on to that.
Yeah, I know what he was trying to do. If you don't acknowledge it, maybe I'll go away sometimes, you know? Like the herps.
Come on now, Hoser. Pay attention.
How long have you been ignoring them herps there? Or is that a topic for another show?
Yeah, sure.
Man. Anyway, let's see here. You know what? I don't have anything else to talk about, guys. So I've got a couple things here, but just like last week, they're not really show worthy. Unless we could wait from the feedback from the people in chat and see if they want us to keep going. I got a couple more things here, but they're not, I wouldn't say not show worthy, but they're not very topical as far as BTLS or anything like that goes. So you guys got anything?
Well, I'm going to give you a lot more time with Miss Redneck's deal there. Go to cafepress.com/Miss Redneck. It's the Hayloft store. All donations are going straight to, or all the profits from the t-shirts are going straight to the MS Society. She's got three different types up there for you to check out. There's something to see.
Yeah, definitely check that out, guys. Don't ignore that. Lurch, were you going to say something? Probably not.
Nah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's been a short week, you know, the Vegas shows, and the big topic now is everyone's hard on the show for Liquid Assing Akira. I guess she didn't come into the show today, not returning any calls. It's big drama.
I know you didn't listen to the show today, Norm, but Doc Mark was in, and he had to do an emergency surgery on a 13-year-old that had a 5-day boner. And when he got describing it, I was queasy.
A 5-day boner? That would suck, to say the least. I don't think I could handle that. And how old was he again?
13.
Dude.
He was 13, and the poor kid, Doc, had to go in with a scalpel and stab him with the bloody scalpel. It was that kind of radio just grabs you by the boo-boo and makes you pucker. I'm telling you, man, it was something.
Oh, I'm clenching my cock as we speak, man. That's not fucking... How did that come out? Jesus Christ, man. You know what? As soon as I saw the fucking scalpel, my fucking boner would go away quick-like. Jesus Christ.
They had him under. That was the only good thing for that kid, but he fell asleep with a boner and woke up with a big hole in his cock.
Oh, man. 13 years old and a hole in his cock. Jesus Christ. Life cannot be good after that.
Listen to the size of this fucking kid. 13 years old and he's fucking 5'8", 300 pounds.
Jesus Christ. Mongo's...
They found his cow.
They found what?
How did they find his cock? He's so fucking fat.
Mongo was just saying that. He was never going to use it anyway. This is kind of cold, guys. The kid's 13 years old. Jesus.
You think he went to school because... 13 years old, you got a fucking boner walking around school, you're going to get fucking picked on fucking fierce.
Oh, definitely. That would suck. I'd stay home that day. First hour with a boner, I'd be like, I'm not feeling too good. Be sticking my finger down my throat trying to puke. Nobody's got anything to say.
Didn't give you any flashbacks, did you? Did it there, Midget?
Huh? I can barely keep it up for a half hour. Fuck off.
Unless it's for a guy, right?
Aries is the only one that'll do that for him.
Hey, speaking of fags, Tommy Lee, did anybody hear Howard's show today? I think it's... Sorry. Anyway. What is it? Is it Mike Walker? I think, yeah, he does the weekly deal where they gossip game. See, Mongo's giving me the Iggy in the backside here, but fucking Tommy Lee fucking... was sucking on the... I can't remember the name of the band. Supernova. Thank you, man. Mongo is fucking good for something tonight. Thank God. But fucking Tommy Lee was with the guys from Supernova at, I guess, at a bar or a club, and he was sucking on some girls' toes. And Everybody knows Tommy Lee's a foot freak, and you know, we all have a foot freak or two in our lives. We all know one or two. But anyway, it's beside the point. Tommy Lee was sucking on a girl's toes, and I guess the lead singer, which I thought was the Nuge, but that might have been another band. I don't know. But anyway, told him, come over here and suck on my toes, and fucking Tommy Lee did it. He actually went and did it, and then sucked on all the bands, everybody else's band, guys, all the other guys in the band's toes, too, was sucking on them and licking on them. That's fucking disgusting. Tommy Lee has officially gone fucking homo, if you ask me. He's jumped the shark, definitely. He just fucked his career. What kind of career he had, I don't know.
Well, what, ain't the lead singer, Dave Navarro, and then you got Newstead as the bassist, and that piece of shit from, I don't even know what fucking, and the Nudes, you're thinking of that other band on VH1.
Yeah, I think you're right, so, but, you know, that, I don't know, man, that threw me for a fucking loop when I heard that, because it was, there was a few choices that you could, you know, pick which story was fake, and that was one of them. And the sad thing is, I didn't even think for a fucking second, not even for a second, that might be fake. I just, you heard the story and you're like, yep, he did it. He's a fucking homo. What a dildo.
That is gay.
Lurch. You're fucking famous for one-liners there, Lurch.
Well, I have some trepidation with this new program we're using. Every time I press the button, it goes, so I'm like, fuck, you know. So I try to wait for the green light to go off, and it takes a while.
Yeah, it can get confusing watching that and actually remembering to push a button. But hey, you got to admit, you know, at least on our end, I think this sounds a lot better as far as I can hear, and hopefully it'll turn over and sound great on the stream as well. So hopefully we'll find out, I'm sure, after the show. If you guys want, the guys that are in there in the chat now at morningshowcentral.com, go ahead and hang out in there, and we'll stop by after the show, those of us who can, which the show probably won't be going too much longer here, actually. We'll probably get out of here after a while. So what was that, Mongo?
You'll be in chat by 9.
Yeah, I should be in chat by 9 o'clock. I'll be in chat. I got to save the show after we're done and everything. So unless anybody else has got anything else, we'll go ahead and get out of here. Anybody?
Nah, I'm done.
The only other thing, if you heard the show today on Howard Stern show, did you hear Greg Fitzsimmons? They had a comic in on the show. He says he takes baths with his kids.
Yes, I did hear that. I catch Howard's show pretty much every day. Well, every day I listen to Howard because I'm in my truck driving around, and so I catch the show, and I'm listening to that today. And I was talking to Mongo about it, actually. My daughter is a year and a half old, and my wife thinks it's ridiculous, but I will not take a shower with her. If she, you know, if I'm changing and she comes in, I cover up. I don't know. It don't seem right to me, especially at 3 years old. I'm not saying he's a pervert, he's, you know, fucking with his daughter or anything, but I think that could have long-term effect on the kid.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it sounds corny, but if he was in a bathing suit, I guess that'd be a little different. But I just think it's not a bad thing in the thought and in the actual action, because, you know, nothing's going on. But I mean, everyone's, you know, kids are curious, and they'll probably be led to go down that road sooner, you know, by just being the fact that they're curious.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I don't know, man. That just it messes with my head, which, you know, because it's automatically curious. I don't care how old they are. If they're old enough to walk around and, you know, look at things, they look at that thing, and, you know, she, even my daughter, you're trying to use the bathroom, she'll run in the bathroom and she's, you know, looking around trying to see what I'm doing there. So what happened to looks like Midget might have got booted off, or he got pissed about something. What the fuck?
I don't know. Sometimes his computer just shuts off.
He's running to try and hook things up with Eric.
He's
there before the show's over.
That's not fair. Now he's not here to defend himself anymore. Hopefully he didn't get pissed off for it and find out what I was saying about him on the backside in the show. Anyway, so, all right, guys, anything else?
No, that's about it. I missed the meeting, so... And I can't really think of anything else. It's been a pretty slow listening week for me last week. I've been getting back into it since Friday and Saturday. But we'll have more coming up.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Penn, man, it was nice to have you in here this week. Definitely showed you didn't do too bad of a job. So you actually talk more than SWAT does, which is good. So it's good to have you in, man. As long as we're not overloaded on people, we'll have you in more often, brother. Try to keep coming up with those bits for us.
Glad you got to hear me.
All right, why don't you guys go ahead and disconnect from this. Go ahead and shoot over to the chat. Give me about 15 minutes. I'll be in there, and we'll take it from there.
All right, so take off, hosers.
All right, guys. It's nice. Fuck you. Brian's fame, fuck me. Oh. Yeah, Brian's fucking... Mongo's showing me backside bullshit, man. Fuck all that bullshit. We're tired. Fuck this place. Bullshit. We're out of here.
Later.
Old Davy boy, your message will be playing soon. Old Davy boy,
guys,
your
just
words
hang with us.
Will be heard by all.
This is to Dave from
Old Davy boy,
from Howard Shrine.
Your message will be playing soon. We hope you enjoy.
And stand by afterwards for the
message from Davy Boy.
Hayloft. Take it easy.
Hello to the good peeps at HowardShrine.net. We have a special treat for you all tonight. It is a message that Dave left for us, and we are going to play that message shortly. Before playing that message, we want you all to know that this is Dave's message. The views expressed in Dave's message belong to Dave. They're his views. We appreciate Dave as a loyal listener to the Barn, the Bubba Army Radio Network, and we hope that his support will continue, because Dave is cool, as are most of the peeps at HowardShrine.net. A special hello to Doc, and now, without further ado, here is Dave's message.
Both yummy boys of the Army! Both yummy boys of the Army! Hey, just calling in. This is Dave from New York. Just calling in to say hello, see what's up. It's about 6:30 on a Wednesday afternoon, or actually evening, or whatever you want to call it. Just call us in and say hello. And I do want to say one thing. Mike H., on the Howard Shrine board, go fuck yourself, because I am not a freaking pedophile. Call me a fucking pedophile one more time, I'll fucking kill you, and that's goddamn the truth. I fucking will. For anyone else out there who knows who Mike H. is, just go on over to the HowardShrine.net message board. Motherfucker keeps on calling me a motherfucking pedophile, but I am not a fucking pedophile. Mike H., your days are fucking numbered, motherfucker. And, but I just thought I'd throw that in there, but still love the show for the Army, by the Army. Listen every Thursday evening on iTunes. Until I call in and say hello, it's good. I want to give a shout out to Nickelhood, Midget Mark, Lurch, and all of the other people who are the producers that make the show so great. Midget Mark, Lurch, and a bunch of other people who make that show so interesting to listen to. All right, bye.
The preceding message was from Dave. We hope that you enjoyed the message that was before this. Dave, thank you for your message, and thank you for listening to The Barn. And thanks to all the folks at HowardShrine.net who now can hear Dave's message. Peace, and on with the show.
Hello, this is Miss Redneck from The Barn. I'm here today to ask for your help. On April 22nd, I'll be walking in the MS Walk for the National MS Society. I got two ways you can help. The first is a straight donation on the National MS Society's pledge page for me, and the second is to purchase Hayloft t-shirts. All the profits made from the sale of the shirts will go to the MS Walk. I've set up the links on my MySpace page to help you out. Go to myspace.com/MissRedneck. The t-shirts are for sale on Cafe Press, which I have the link posted for my store there also. Thank you so much for all of your help. Hopefully one day we will find a cure.
Sasha was in a committed relationship, one where the sex, for lack of a better term, had become stale. She was wanting more, but was scared to ask, afraid that her lover would think of her as strange, sick, or deranged. Sasha wanted to try different things. She would hear about them from friends, and some she would read about, but every time she thought about it, her clit would throb, and she would get all wet. How could she bring it up? Should she just tell him, or just demand it? This was the problem. One night after dinner, she made up her mind to do it. Going to the bathroom, she opened the cabinet under the sink, pulled out a shopping bag. She was going to make it impossible for him to deny her. She planned everything, stashing the packages in secret places while he was at work. Sasha slipped out of her clothes. She started by putting on a push-up bra, black satin and lace, matching black lace thong and a garter belt. She slipped on each stocking, one at a time, and connected the garter belt to them. The last thing to come out of the bag was a shoebox. She eased each foot into new black leather pumps. The young sales girl told her that they were fuck-me pumps, because of the high heel and the way they look on a woman's foot. She completed the look by freshening up her makeup and brushing her long hair. Now she was ready. Getting up her nerve, Sasha walked out of the bathroom and into the bedroom where he waited in bed. As soon as she entered, he sat up in bed with wide eyes. A gush of air escaped from his lungs. She walked to his side of the bed and told him they were going to do things a bit different tonight. He's getting ready to question her, but before a word was spoke, she leaned over and placed a finger over his lips, hushing him. Her finger slid down his mouth, going over his bare chest. She hooked her finger on his boxers and started to pull them down. He completed the job by sliding out of them quickly. She grabbed his knees and pushed him till he was sitting on the side of the bed. His hands went to her hips, pulling her towards him. She tilted his head back, and her lips came down on his. A deep kiss followed. His hands slipped around her to unhook her bra, sliding his hands up her back, over her shoulders, and down her arms, which made the black bra fall to the floor. His lips broke from hers to burn a path to her nipple. He took it gently into his mouth to suck on. She pressed his head to her chest and told him to do it rough. He stopped for a moment, almost afraid that he had heard her wrong, but knew he did not. She felt his teeth capture her nipple and start to bite down. A ripple of pleasure went through her body. He sucked it fully into his mouth with force, realizing that she was loving this and wanting this. As he was feasting on her breasts, she undid the garter from her stockings and slipped the garter down her thighs till it also fell to the floor to join the bra. He knew now what she wanted. She did not want to be made love to tonight. She wanted to be taken and fucked. His mouth left her breasts, and he grabbed her waist, throwing her onto the bed. His hands went to her thigh and rolled the stocking down her leg. Slipping her shoe off, he pulled the stocking from her foot and lifted her leg so he could kiss her arch. He then turned his attention to her other leg and did the same. She was aching to feel his mouth on her hot, wet, throbbing clit. He did not remove her thong immediately, but tortured her with it still on. He could taste her sweet essence through the lace and satin. He pulled the thong off of her with his teeth and hands, and as soon as it was off, he lifted her legs onto his shoulders, and he got down on his knees. His tongue licked hard from her ass to her clit. She was wanting this. The feel of him sucking on her hard, the rough texture of his tongue on her, and the flesh between his teeth. She would not let the release come just yet. She was waiting, wanting the tension to build inside her till she burst. He kept at his assault until she lowered her legs off his shoulders and told him she wanted to taste him now. He rose from the floor, wanting the same. She grabbed his ass, pulling him towards her. Her lips came around his hard cock, taking him into her mouth. She didn't start slowly because she couldn't wait. She wanted him inside of her mouth, all of him. She sucked on him with her tongue, rolled over him. She felt him stiffen even more in her mouth and could tell when to stop. She did not want him to come just yet. She wanted him to the breaking point, like her. He pushed her back on the bed, and she wrapped her legs around him. He slowly entered her, sinking deep within her folds. He slowly slid almost out of her, wanting to start slow, but she had other plans. Her heels dug into his ass, and she pushed him back inside of her. She instructed him to fuck her hard. He began to bang into her. She loved the feel of it, and the sound of flesh smacking flesh. He quickened the pace more, because she wanted it, and he loved to see her breasts bounce with each thrust. Her legs slid up him, and he placed them back onto his shoulders. This lifted her, so she got all of him. She wanted more, so she told him to smack her ass. He gave it a light smack, not thinking that she wanted anything more. She told him harder, to make her ass red. His hand reared back, and a loud smack was heard. She moaned loudly and commanded him to give her more. He smacked her ass again and again while pumping his hard cock into her. She could not hold back any longer, and she exploded. Her pussy clenched around his hard cock, each spasm squeezing him, and he could also take no more and shot into her. She knew he had, because she could feel the warmth spread into her. He ended in one final thrust, with trembling legs. He collapsed onto the bed with her, sedated and spent. She knew this was the one that she would still be feeling the ache of the next day, as they were lying in bed together. Sasha thought of what she wanted to try next.
Bubettes, you've been listening to another broadcast of The Barn, the Bub Army Radio Network, for the Army, by the Army. The Barn is directed and produced by Minnie Norm. Production assistance, parody, sound effects, and security by SWAT. Taking time off each week to join us in the studio from his 06 World Tour, Sandman. Sandman furnishes you, the listeners, Arcadian style of comedy, Bubba historical reference, and K-Passos. How can someone with so little do so much? A-Loss Sessions, property and courtesy of Ms. Redneck. Public relations, fan outreach, and conflict resolution by Lurch. Editing support by Mongo. Shoutcast technical and webpage support by Maniac BA. Shoutcast server supplied by BusinessAdvances.com. Midget Mark 69 Executioner. Clips, bits, and shit no one else will do. If you want to find out more about The Barn or download the shows, visit www.barn1.net and drop us an email at bubblearmyradio@yahoo.com. Now, since no one poked out an eye this week, got test results indicating they had an STD or harmed an animal that we wish to talk about, we'll say so long and see you next week with a new show. This is Indy. See ya.